This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted 229 to 202 on Thursday to hold former Trump strategist Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th Select Committee. The Justice Department will now consider bringing criminal charges against Bannon. Russian aircraft flew a bit too close to Alaska on Thursday, but apparently did not enter U.S. or Canadian airspace. The planes entered the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone, which extends for hundreds of miles beyond the shore. The incident came a day after Russia scrambled two fighter jets, escorting U.S. warplanes that were flying over the Black Sea. Actor Alec Baldwin fatally shot a cinematographer and injured a director during an accident when he fired a prop gun on the New Mexico movie set of the film Rust. No charges have been filed as of Thursday evening. Detectives are still interviewing witnesses. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Let's get an update on the reconciliation bill being pushed by the Biden administration. Tim Berg reports.
Progress is being made regarding negotiations on a reconciliation bill. The White House saying President Biden is committed to delivering for the American people and that the legislation will help make the United States more competitive worldwide. As part of that budget reconciliation bill, President Biden is looking to hire more IRS agents to report annually on bank accounts with deposits and withdrawals more than $10,000. Louisiana Republican Congressman and House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says Americans do not want this.
That's not economic development. That's not infrastructure. That's a frightening big government socialist push that people don't want.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A La Nina weather pattern is poised to strike the West Coast through the weekend, bringing heavy rain and snow. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The supply chain bottleneck in America is being described as the worst shortage since World War II. Georgia congressional candidate, Republican Mike Collins on Fox News, says most lawmakers saw this coming, and the Biden administration is to blame because of inaction.
Well, he should have seen this coming as well, and prepared for it, as well as the L.A. port. Now, you know, operating 24 hours, 7 days a week now, is not going to, you're still going to produce that, you're going to put the goods on the ground, but you're still not going to be able to get them pushed through to the end user any quicker, because you're right, there is a truck driver shortage out there, but they could have done a better job of planning. And it's just one more example where there's failed leadership, and we're using this America First, Last policy. You know, the Trump administration did a great job with helping with reduced regulations and other things that are causing the problems that we have today that are making U.S. manufacturers have to go overseas to produce their goods, as well as the regulations that have hampered the trucking industry for years. And that's the main reason that I am running for Congress, is to take that experience from small business and take it to Washington, because we've got so many career politicians in Washington today that do not understand or have the full effect of what these overreaching regulations have done to every aspect of our American economy.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and Bill Federer joins us now, the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch. Hey, Bill, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, well, great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. Let's talk a little bit of history. As I said, and we've said many times on this show, that the frustrating thing about history is that we keep repeating the errors of times gone by because we just don't learn from history. What is going on here?
Yeah, one of my favorite quotes is from Arthur Schlesinger Jr. He was a Pulitzer Prize-winning historian on John F. Kennedy's staff. And the quote is, history is to the nation what memory is to the individual. And if you've ever met an individual who has lost their memory, maybe they have Alzheimer's. It's really sad. Anybody can take anything away from them. We sort of have national Alzheimer's. Here we are, the freest country that the planet has ever seen, and we forgot how we got here, and we're letting our freedoms being taken away.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, of course, we were warned by politicians of years gone by saying that if anything happened, I mean, to the health of this country and it was ever destroyed, it would be from the inside, not from the outside. And this is exactly what we're seeing. I mean, our good friend Trevor Loudon has reported extensively on this. And he said the last time he was on, Bill, without exception, he said, except for one guy in the inner circle of Biden's administration, except for one, they're all avowed Marxists and socialists. I mean, the evidence is there. And when he makes these statements, he's not one of these guys that just, throws out a broad brush. I mean, he is the consummate researcher. I mean, everything is footnoted in terms of, any statement that he makes like this. So, I take him for all the hard work and research that he's done. And even if you don't, all you have to do is look at the policies. And to your suggestion, what you're saying earlier, you said earlier, is that, wow, I mean, whoever thought that America in the 21st century, in this time and date, that we would forego our constitutional freedoms like we're doing now.
Yeah, Trevor, I would say any of all the speakers I've heard, he scares me because he knows so much, and he is from New Zealand. And so he has a perspective where he can see what's going on in America, where those of us that are over here, the temperature's being turned up in the water and the frog is boiling, and we can't really see. He talked about some friends saying, if it gets really bad, I'm going to move to New Zealand. He said, let me tell you, New Zealand has no army or navy that can stand up to China. If America's out of the picture,
right,
China just shows up and takes over. And so this is the battleground, America. And I'm very thankful for Trevor.
Right. And to that point, I think the first time I met him and found out that he was from New Zealand, I said, why would a New Zealander be concerned about what's happening in America? And to your exact point, he said, without America, we're toast. You know, we count on America. We need America to remain vibrant. And because if not, I mean, look what's going on. And, of course, as this administration continues to demonstrate its weakness, China is being more and more emboldened, not to mention, you know, Iran or Russia or any other nefarious forces out there that want America good and gone.
Yeah, that was one of the brilliant aspects of Trump when people said, well, he's unpredictable. You don't understand. That's how you keep tyrants in other countries in check, because if they can predict you, they can plot, they can manipulate. But if you're unpredictable, then they like stand back, like they don't know what you're going to do. And so I think it was that concept, crazy as a fox, that
yes.
he knew what he was doing. But no, there.
Well, Reagan was the same way, though, Bill, wasn't he? Reagan was the same way.
Yes. Reagan was great. I loved when he met with Gorbachev there in, what was it, Norway or one of those northern European countries for
right.
a one-on-one conference. And Gorbachev said, he smiles, but his teeth are like steel. You know, so he's really friendly, but he is tough as nails. And I remember that.
Well, he knows the end game. I mean, and that's the deal. He goes in with a vision, and he's focused on that. We have the same, you know, consideration and understanding of Donald Trump, you know, tweets aside that seem to offend people. But it's like, okay, so, you know, you had to put up with some tweets, some that you wanted to say were mean. Maybe they were. But so for the big exchange, now you have no tweets. I don't think Biden is tweeting at all. You have no tweets, and, you know, we're no longer energy independent. Inflation is running us over right now. The middle class is under attack. Our religious freedoms are under attack. You know, the Marxists are marching through this country as, you know, along with migrants who are being flown in the dark of night into places into the interior of our country. And it's like, you know, like I was saying to somebody else, you know, mom and dad used to always say nothing good happens after midnight, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I was reading about fifth generation warfare. So you're old fashioned, you just fight one on one, and then you would have flanks on the sides, and then you would have enemies that would be in the camp of your opponent that would sow division and discouragement and so forth, sort of a psychological demoralization from the inside. And Sun Tzu's Art of War, 6th century BC, said supreme excellence in a commander is to get your enemy to surrender without a fight. In other words, you know, you make it look like you're bigger than you are. You're everywhere, you know, move all your troops around. And but what is the fifth generation warfare is you get your enemy to surrender without them even being aware that they're in a war. And that's wow. what we're in right now. And so the idea is you got battles, you shoot people and kill people. Why are you killing their bodies? Well, because they're loyal to the other side. Well, loyalty, that's like a mental thing. What if you could just change their mind? You wouldn't have to bother killing their bodies. And so it's turned into a psychological warfare to change the thinking. And it's very similar, you know, the movies with the FBI agents and they're interrogating people. And the goal of the interrogation is to break your, you know, the witness, break them until they confess. And so it's psychologically manipulating them. And these tactics have been done on a smaller scale. I was reading when soldiers went into the Korean War. They were volunteering. They were patriots. They get caught. They were rescued. And they hated America. And it's like, what happened to these guys? Well, they found that the communists did something called brainwashing. It comes from the Buddhist concept of cleansing the mind. It's an emotional reset. So they would take these prisoners and isolate them and have them go through deprivation and emotional trauma and isolation, so much so that they would crave wanting to be with other people again and being accepted in a group. And they would finally pull them into a room where there's a half dozen guys who had already caved. And before they could be accepted into this group, they had to confess their whiteness. They had to confess that they were part of the evil Western capitalist system that was doing terrible things all around the world. And once they confessed, and then they got this emotional reinforcement. And so this concept is basically gone national. And this is, you put an entire nation through emotional trauma and isolation and deprivation. You're locked in your house. And finally, the public just says, I just want to crave getting back to normal and having friends again. And they're like, okay, before you can, you have to confess this. You have to take this jab. You've got to, you know, give up your freedoms and your rights and your guns and all this. And it's something that has been studied for 70 years.
Wow. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Bill Fetter after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Back with you. you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got the one and only Bill Federer. And we're just, again, walking down history, and it's interesting what is happening in America. Is the wisest man ever to walk the earth? King Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun, and nothing new right now that's happening to America that hasn't happened before. The question is, Bill Federer, is there enough God-fearing people, people of faith, that can resist what's going on, or are we, kind of like Israel, where God is telling Israel, no matter what you do, judgment is coming down, you have no other choice, so you just surrender to the incoming king?
Yeah, well, Israel, the one story that sticks out to me is toward the end, it's Manasseh. He's a wicked, wicked king. He's the son of Hezekiah, who happened to have been a good king. But Manasseh was sacrificing kids to Moloch, the pagan god. And the prophets come to Manasseh and said, you're doing the same thing that the people that were here before Israel did, came in, were doing. And because they were doing this, and I'm a just God, and there's nothing more unjust than killing innocent babies who have never done anything wrong, because they did it, I brought Israel into the promised land to drive them out. And now because you're killing innocent babies, I'm going to drive you out. So the prophecy was spoken, the judgment was declared, but then Manasseh dies and has a son who dies and then a grandson named Josiah. He's 8 years old when he becomes king, 16 years old, starts to seek the Lord. He's 20s. He tells him to clean out the temple that the granddad Manasseh had trashed. And they come out with the old dusty scroll, the law of God. And they read it to the king. He had never heard it before. He rips his garments. He sends to a prophetess in town named Huldah, the wife of the king's tailor, to ask what's going to happen. And she says, tell the man that sent you that judgment will come, but not during his lifetime, because he repented when he heard the words of the Lord. And so for the rest of the 31-year reign of Josiah, there's a reprieve, there's peace, there's blessing. He sends the Levites out to teach the law. He tears down the Sodomite temples. He has this enormous Passover that's like the biggest one ever. And then it basically buys a generation of time for Judah. And then, of course, when he dies, it goes down the drain pretty quick with Zedekiah. So I'm praying for a Josiah generation. I'm praying that enough people realize that we need to repent, and all liberty is individual, all repentance is individual. But I think Jesus says, be wise as a serpent, innocent as a dove. What does it mean, wise as a serpent? It means knowing the tactics that the evil side is doing. You don't succumb to them. You don't, use them nefariously, but you need to know about them. And one of them is psychological projection, and Sigmund Freud coined the term, and that's where rude people call everyone they don't like rude. In other words, it says a person denies in themselves a negative quality, yet attributes that exact quality to someone that they don't like. And so this has gotten into politics, where you blame your opponent of what you're guilty of. And so if somebody is David Axelrod was Obama's campaign manager, and on NPR Radio 2014, he said, in Chicago politics, we have a tradition where you throw a brick through your own campaign office window and then call a press conference to accuse your opponent. So you do the crime and you accuse your opponent. So let's say there's a candidate running for president, and she's colluding with Russia, giving away a fifth of the U.S. uranium in exchange for a $145 million contribution to her Clinton Foundation. Well, she wants to hire a Steele dossier to accuse her opponent of colluding with Russia.
Yes,
and
right.
The finger gets ever pointed back at her. By that time, the water's muddied. The public doesn't know who to trust, and she gets a pass. And the investigation process is nothing more than a way for the deep state to confiscate and subpoena all the evidence that could convict her and destroy it. Hard drives, laptops, servers, emails, text messages, right? And then let's say there's a candidate that's extorting Ukraine, saying, stop investigating my son, or I'm going to hold back billions of U.S. aid dollars. Well, then you want to accuse your opponent of extorting Ukraine. And so this is the tactic. And so they're saying you're intolerant, when really you're not intolerant. They're the intolerant. They call Christians hateful, and they're the ones that are hateful. They're projecting their hate on others. They call you divisive. You're not divisive. They're the ones that are the divisive, but they're blaming you. And so this is the you know, for example, the January 6th, and even Tucker Carlson talked about there were FBI agents that were part of the planning of
exactly.
it. Exactly. And part of it. And so here they are orchestrating something. And I, you know, I go across the country and I talk to people that have been there. And they said, it was a cold day. The doors opened from the inside. They were waving us in. We thought they were being nice and letting us in out of the cold. Another one thought they were going to be given a free tour of the Capitol. I mean, it was like, you know, it was.
Well, and when you saw the videos, Bill, it was like, you know, they're walking, you know, in between the stanchions, you know, somewhat orderly, like a self-guided tour, you know.
Another recent one that was released a video, and it shows the police opening the door and then standing there while all the people are filing in. You know, they got their hands in their pockets. They're just looking around. They're just letting them. It's like, you know, this wasn't, it was staged very similar to, you know, Hitler burning the Reichstag and blaming it on his political enemies, or even Stalin.
Exactly.
People forget 1934, Stalin had taken over from Lenin and was running the Soviet Union. And there was a anti-Stalinist movement that was gaining momentum, and Stalin didn't like them. But Stalin also had a supporter named Sergei Kirov, who was very popular and would give these speeches praising Stalin. He was so popular that he was the party boss of Leningrad. They built a statue to Sergei Kirov. Well, Lenin decided he would assassinate his friend, Sergei Kirov, and blame it on the anti-Stalinists. Nobody would suspect him because they're buddies, and everybody would believe the anti-Stalinists did it. Stalin used that as an excuse to round up, arrest, and kill over a million of anti-Stalinists. So he did the crime, and he blamed it on his political opponents and used it as an excuse to round them up and kill them. And so this is the tactic where they blame you for what they did, and then they want to push you back even more and take away your freedoms.
And, of course, what they do is in the process they're gaslighting the heck out of you. So you're, you know, like you said, in referring to the Hillary Clinton example and even the Joe Biden example, there's so much confusion into the narrative there that people don't know what to think. And, of course, the mainstream media is MIA. They're not doing their job in helping people discern what the truth is.
Yeah, well, most of the media is owned by the same groups that own the major pharmaceutical companies and major banks and so forth. The Black Street,
BlackRock
Street and Vanguard.
Something like 25, 30 trillion dollars of assets that they control. I mean, these guys are the, you know, what I believe are the tip of the spear. I mean, now we're into the real deep, serious aspect of the deep state, because they're moving a lot of levers, and they're all part of the World Economic Forum, which is where we get this Build Back Better deal. This isn't something that Joe Biden came up with on his own. You know, we know Joe Biden has been, confiscating ideas and plagiarizing all his life. This is a narrative. This is an idea thing of, you know, that we're being gaslit on as well on this Build Back Better. This is a World Economic Council, which is all heading to a one world government, right?
Yeah, and I was shocked to find out that some of the Nazis that had survived the Nuremberg trials, they were actually some of the first contributors to the formation of the World Economic Forum. And Klaus Schwab, his family has a history with Nazi roots that's quite interesting, worth exploring. And he's more or less the director of the World Economic Forum. But these are important issues, and I want to thank you for talking about them. But it is a time to wake up, and there always is hope. And the stories we love best is when it looks hopeless and God raises up little leaders with faith and courage.
Amen. That's why I always tell people I'm a but God Christian. They go, what but God? And I go, yeah, because when you read in the Bible all the time, when it looks so bleak and helpless and hopeless, you hear that transitionary phrase, but God. Thank you, Bill Feder. Appreciate it.
We are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted 229 to 202 on Thursday to hold former Trump strategist Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th Select Committee. The Justice Department will now consider bringing criminal charges against Bannon. Russian aircraft flew a bit too close to Alaska on Thursday, but apparently did not enter U.S. or Canadian airspace. The planes entered the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone, which extends for hundreds of miles beyond the shore. The incident came a day after Russia scrambled two fighter jets, escorting U.S. warplanes that were flying over the Black Sea. Actor Alec Baldwin fatally shot a cinematographer and injured a director during an accident when he fired a prop gun on the New Mexico movie set of the film Rust. No charges have been filed as of Thursday evening. Detectives are still interviewing witnesses. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, our favorite tech expert, Andrea Smith, is going to join us in just a few minutes, because it's never too early to start thinking about the holidays. And when it comes to gadgets this year, she's the gadget one. You'll find plenty of incredible products out there for everyone on your list. Yes, there is even something for your non-techie great aunt. Boy, you think of everything, don't you, Andrea?
I try to, Bill. I try.
Well, you're awesome. I mean, this is why we love having you on, because you bring us up to date and get us ready for this incredible season. It's going to be rather hot with ideas, right?
It is. And, you know, Bill, you might think, gosh, it's really early to be starting to talk about holiday shopping. But this year especially, it's not too early, because a lot of the brands I'm talking with tell me that those supply chain issues you've been hearing about are real. So really start getting your shopping done. If there's something you see that is a must-have, go ahead and buy it now, because you don't want to miss it.
Right, exactly, and that's why you want to act early. You know, it's the old the early bird is the one that catches the worm, right? And so we want to make sure you got the right worm for the holiday for that person that enjoys worms. Okay, so what's on the tech must-have list this year?
Well, tech must-have, as you know, this past year was all about streaming. So I recommend upgrading your entertainment experience with the latest Roku streaming products. You know, the Roku Streaming Stick 4K is powerful and portable. It lets you stream your favorite content from anywhere. And, Bill, this is an affordable gift at under $50. Mm. Or you can simplify streaming completely with a smart TV like the 4K Hisense Roku TV R7 series, available at Costco for under $400. And, you know, those have such a simple user interface, great premium content, and under $400, you can't beat that.
Wow. That's great entertainment and great tech stuff right there. How about sharing some gift ideas for the tech lovers in our families?
Yeah, so the tech lovers right now is all about the gaming. Gaming continues to be super popular for all ages, adults and kids. So if there is a Pikachu-loving Nintendo Switch gamer on your list, PowerA's officially licensed Pokemon controller and case combo is the perfect gift. The Pikachu electric type enhanced wired controller has mappable advanced gaming buttons. It has a stereo audio jack for connecting a headset. You can chat with your squad during gameplay. And the matching protection case for Switch or Switch Lite comes with a padded screen protector flap, storage for your game cards, all super convenient. Now, for the Xbox gamer, you can get a great-sounding headset like the Lucid Sound LS15X wireless gaming headset. I have used these. It's got high-quality sound, crystal-clear chat, a strong wireless signal, even in crowded Wi-Fi areas where everyone in the house is using Wi-Fi. Easily access the audio and chat with controls right on the ear cups, which, by the way, are super comfortable, soft memory foam ear pads. So the LS15X wireless gaming headset for Xbox Series X and S comes in a new shock blue color this season, and it's available exclusively at GameStop.
She's the tech expert, Andrea Smith, award-winning news and technology journalist, and she's getting us up to date. You know, for the non-techie person, some of this information and some of this technology can be overwhelming, you know, and you want to go out and you want to buy the right thing for, you know, that tech person, you know, friend, family. And, you know, how do you do it without messing up, Andrea?
Well, here's the thing, you know, for the non-techie, if you actually want to buy a tech gift for a non-techie, I recommend getting it and setting it up for them. I mean, there's so many things you could do. You could get, like a digital picture frame and you set it up for them. So they have all the photos and you just give them the frame. But here's the other thing. Set them up with RetailMeNot's annual cashback day. Now, this is coming up on November 4th and 5th. Sign them up for the cashback day, which is 48-hour shopping event, and they can score hundreds of online offers. They can shop online at stores like Amazon, Macy's, Nike. It doesn't have to be tech stuff. It can be electronics, clothing, home goods, but they're going to get up to 3 times cash back at over 200 retailers. So sign them up for cashback day deals at RetailMeNot and let them shop.
Who came up with that idea? That's awesome.
RetailMeNot. It's great. I use it all year, actually. It really helps. It comes up with different coupons and helps you know if you're getting the best price. But this is great. November 4th and 5th. Mark your calendar and get that person set up or get yourself set up.
Exactly.
And do your shopping.
And you get, what, 3 times back?
You can get up to 3 times cash back at over 200 different retailers.
Oh, we love RetailMeNot, don't we? And if you haven't, if you haven't found them, you will love them soon and never let them go. That's an awesome reward. And so make sure that that's on your calendar. The 3rd and 4th of November, you said?
November 4th and 5th.
Oh, 4th and 5th. Okay, I was a day early.
Yes.
See, I'm the early. See, I'm that early bird again. I'm right there.
You're
early.
Getting
okay.
Ready.
Yes, exactly.
Get yourself ready. Figure out what you want to buy. Buy it then, and by November 6th, Bill, you will be done with your holiday shopping.
Well, we got to wrap things up here. We're out of time. Real quick, where can they go for more information? And before we even get that, any other last-minute tech ideas you have for us?
No, that's it. Just sign up, get your shopping done, get it done now, and head to d6news.com/tech-preview for more information.
This is why we love her. Andrea Smith, award-winning news and tech journalist and expert, and she's given us everything we need to know to make it a very successful tech and non-tech holiday season. Let's go get them. All right. Thanks, Andrea. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
I hope you were taking notes. She's just so exciting to have around and give us these timely ideas that we need just for the holidays. I mean, when I was asking that question about, tech and, what do you do, if you're not, tech oriented necessarily. I know, like with my number two son, he's a gamer, and it's a whole another level. I mean, when I'm talking, with him trying to talk about gaming, it's a whole another language. And I'm going, so it's always like, okay, tell me exactly what it is that you would like to have. Let me write it down to make sure I get it just right. So I guess that's the other thing too. And I'm kind of old school. I do try to surprise people at Christmas time. But it's all part of the research to, make sure that you're getting the person the right present, right? And with all this tech stuff, I mean, wow, it is moving so quickly. It's like, for me, I'm liable to make a big mistake and go, oh, hey, I got you this Atari game or nothing. Oh, Dad, that's kind of like many generations ago. Well, maybe that's why I got it at such a great price. But I also like the Retail Me Not. What a great concept, huh? On the 4th and the 5th of November, make sure you check it out. Go to it and take advantage. Why not? Three times the money back, as much as we're so grateful for Andrea Smith. Coming up, our good friend Dr. Greg Smalley is going to join us. He's the Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation at Focus on the Family. Hey, it's the season. I mean, we've got, baseball season, World Series just around the corner. And, it's coming soon. And then, of course, football's underway. So the challenge is how do we, how do we survive, the season here? How does your relationship survive? Because after all, marriage, as Greg says, is about being on the same team, right? It's the home team, mom and dad. And, sometimes it's the kids that are the opponents. But you have to remember who's on your side of the ball, right? So anyway, Greg's going to help us figure that out and make sure that we don't have a house divided this football season, that, a football fan and a football widow, so to speak, can come together, be on the same team. And, hey, why not? We can enjoy some matrimonial bliss and maybe like never before. Why not? Let's talk about some great ideas that he has to share with us. That's coming up. Hey, good to have you with us. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Just a reminder here. Don't forget, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. You can get a copy of all these incredible interviews that we have from these great guests. Absolutely free because we're givers. You can download it and share it with your friends and neighbors.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-D-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Persona's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And, hey, Dr. Greg Smalley is with us, the Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation and Focus on the Family. And we're here to talk about, it's the season for football. And how do we, make sure that we're honoring the home team here and that husband and wives find themselves on the home team on the same side of the ball, not on the wrong side of the ball. Right, Greg?
Oh, absolutely. This is exactly the time of year that probably one spouse can often feel like the football widow, whereas the other one is loving being able to watch Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday games, and then all the talk shows to analyze all the games that were watched. And it's easy for one spouse to feel, just neglected, alone, that things are unfair. They start to feel resentful. And then the football fan is feeling like this is important to me. You don't like what I like. They feel disrespected or controlled. And so just it's an easy time of the year that breeds a lot of conflict, which is what we're always trying to guard against.
Well, and of course, you and I have talked about this before in a marriage. When it becomes all about me, that's the formula that's going to get you on the wrong road. And you could have some major troubles in River City after that. So, you know, you want to check yourself before you wreck yourself, as it's been said, because it's easy to justify. And you can, you know, start thinking so much about yourself and become eye-focused. And meanwhile, you've done damage, you know, to your relationship and to your marriage.
Absolutely. And oftentimes the problem is that couples don't talk about this. They just kind of, you know, jump into the season, no one saying anything, and then all of a sudden, a couple weeks in, someone's feeling resentful, the other's feeling frustrated. In versus, why can't we just sit down and talk? Aaron and I, you know, I love football. She hates football. I mean, it's not hate is probably a strong word, but
right.
It's nothing that she would ever watch on her own, let's put it that way. But we talk about this. She'll even ask, hey, what's going on this weekend? Are there some games that you're interested in? And I'm a huge college football fan. We live here in close to Denver, so I love the Broncos. Right. And so I'll tell her, hey, here's a couple games that I'd love to watch. She can then plan some things to maybe do outside the house or whatever. There's times that she even says, hey, which game would you like me to sit down with you and watch? And so we talk about it that way, but the biggest thing that I've learned is that there has to be room for both people. So this just can't be about me getting my way, going, well, here are the games. Well, what if there was something else going on, you know, a get-together or something that Aaron wanted to do? Aaron and I then have to no pun intended, tackle that issue as a team, like you were saying. I have to understand that if Aaron feels that whatever I'm watching is a loss to her, then my team, the Smalley team, is losing. And
exactly.
That's not okay. And that's where we have to go into this, both going, listen, both of us need to feel like we're winning here, so let's figure out something that'll feel good to both of us. And sometimes it involves me recording a game so I can buzz through it much quicker or, I mean, whatever. But it both have to matter because the solution, I think a lot of football fans then get worried going, okay, well, maybe the solution is I just don't watch anything. You know, that's not right. That's not, on the other side, a win either. That would feel like a loss
exactly.
to me. And so that's what we have to keep in mind.
For the last couple of years, I think football fans took a hit because of, you know, the politicization of the game and the way it got. It's like, you know, people just tuned out. They just didn't want to deal with football. But now they're starting to come back a little bit. And so now, you know, probably the last couple of years, the wives didn't have to contend with it so much because the husband said, well, you know, let's do something else. And and maybe that was a good period of time for people to realize, hey, it's fun to be able to go out together and go kayaking or, you know, go for a walk or just hang at the beach and or do something a little bit, you know, a little bit different than what we would normally do. Because, I mean, let's face it, sports and, you know, viewing can get rather addictive. And next thing you know, like you said, and I like how you phrased that, is that, you know, somebody on the home team is losing and that's not good.
No. And honestly, as a football fan, I mean, I want to practice moderation. I want my kids to see that I'm not spending 20 hours a week watching every game and then every sports show to analyze every game that I watched. That's not healthy. That's not fair. That's going to be a loss for the team. And so, I mean, even within this, I have to understand, if there's five games I'd love to watch, I'm not going to do that because that's not moderation. And so, Aaron and I, the point being, I think the biggest thing is approach this with a team mentality. Both of us have to feel we're winning. And then just talk it through. Let's be intentional to look at the weekend coming up here and go, what's important to me? Are these this game or these two games? And then I those games, I better be so dialed in to my wife and,
yes,
and what my kids need. It's not one of these, okay, well, I did that, now let me go do this other hobby. That's just...
Totally disconnect.
Totally.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, and the thing is, and this is the caution on both sides, is that you have to be intentional about this, don't you, Greg?
Yeah.
I mean, to the point that, you know, don't be afraid to say something, you know, that, hey, you know, and I mean, I always love this deal when women say, well, if you really love me, you would know.
Yeah.
That drives
right.
me nuts.
No,
guys don't know.
No.
Yeah, we don't know.
Even if I think I know, the problem there is that Erin is always changing. And so even if I think
yes.
I know what she wants or needs, don't ever fall for that. Always ask and say, what do you
yes.
need? What would be a win for you? Let's figure this out. Actually, the weird part right now, I'm quarantined in our master bedroom, had been for the last week because I got COVID. And even Erin and I being able to talk through, you know, I mean, she's having to pick up all that other stuff that normally I would do
yeah.
around the house as I'm stuck in our
exactly.
master bedroom. And so we're like,
she lets you have the master bedroom, and she's taking on the responsibility. What a woman! I'm telling you.
Well,
oh, you owe her big time. Yeah, she's probably going, oh, likely excuse, Greg. Good excuse here. You got the COVID, huh?
I know, my poor. She's in the basement, literally. Because my daughter got it as well, and so we both of us have been quarantined in this one room, but. Erin and I will FaceTime each other, not just to talk and catch up and how are you doing, but to talk about just logistics in you know, because
yes.
it's hard for me because I'm stuck in this room and I'm going, how can I help you? What do you need? I mean, so the point being is that it whatever's going on, we all have to be intentional. Instead of me just hanging out with the door closed now in the master bedroom watching a whole lot of football.
Right.
I need to be checking
right.
in with Erin, figuring out what is a win for both of us,
mm-hmm.
even in the midst of this crazy season.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's it's tough, especially when you're dealing with this. The good news is that you're going to have natural immunity, and your antibodies are going to be built up in such a way. So now you don't have to worry about the vaccination, right?
yeah. I tell you, I'm so glad though. My daughter's been with me. She's 14, and so misery loves company. So that's been a
yes.
She will forever. We call each other COVID buddies, and forever we'll be that in our lifetime together. So
exactly. Well, you know, people are surviving and doing well. All things considered, yes, it's a serious virus, and but on the other side, you know, people like yourself, myself, I got it back in March, and I barely thought I had it. I mean, because it was like a very, very light cold, a cough kind of thing. And it was my daughter-in-law. She's such a giver. She's so sweet. She decided to come in from Nevada and share it with the family. And, of course, the whole household was impacted. And so, but you know, hey.
Given, for sure.
Exactly. 5 days later, I mean, we're fine. And then, of course, I went to my doctor and had all the analysis done to make sure that, yeah, in fact, I did have COVID. And, yeah, my T-cells were, my immune T-cells were strong. Antibodies were strong and all that good stuff. So, hey, you know, I'm doing good and, you know, praying for everybody else who has it. So, you know, and it sounds like you're doing fairly well. That it's kind of a light case of it, huh?
Yeah, I think I'm getting through it okay. Yeah, but keep me in your prayers for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. And of course, you know, again, Greg, I'm so grateful for you and Erin. You guys are always so vulnerable and transparent about, you know, what we're going through as couples.
Yeah.
And to remind us that, you know, whether it's football season, it can be anything that takes over, you know, that primary position that we need to hold for one another and the marriage, right?
That's right. That's right. Let's keep
you
fighting
got it.
For each other.
Amen. He's the Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation at Focus on the Family, Dr. Greg Smalley.
What
Thank you, Greg.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health.
See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.